Haider says that one of her most favorite quotes is something Sad said in Mexico, and it's about when that entity asks for its own elimination. Haider reads the quote that Sad said in Mexico as follows, and it's where the entity says that.
When I don't want to cooperate, make me cooperate. I'm tired of being a vagabond. I want to merge to something greater. I was just asking if the entity is asking the guru to be eliminated, yeah. Like to eliminate it.
Yeah, the entity is just seeking its source. That's all. And it comes through repetition of what is uncomfortable, then they seeks its source. It seeks release. You know, when at night there are times that we might not have a pleasant night dream, and first we want to solve it or run away from it or have fear of this and that, and it gets to the point where when you say to yourself, I gotta get out of here, I gotta wake up, and next thing you know, you find yourself on the bed. The same thing happens in life, in daytime, where one gets tired. It doesn't even have to be pain or suffering. It's just repetition gets too old, it's too monotonous, meaningless. One of the signs of wanting to break the chain of slavery is when you get disgusted with your own mind and the mind of others, and you just say, you know, I had enough. And that's when one seeks the source. And like Baba says, each being in different times will do that, will finish the game. And releases its ignorance. You know, if we take a little bit of contemplative approach to something very ordinary, you know, we get together every Tuesday. And I don't know about you guys, for me, the Tuesday happens 5 minutes after this Tuesday. To me, it passes so fast, and the time is so meaningless to me that it seems when I'm reminded it's Tuesday, I say, ah, as if the whole time was a Tuesday. The point I'm trying to make is that weeks pass by and the years pass by, but there is a existence within each one of us that it is not individualized existence. It's just the existence that you experience, I experience, that is beyond time of Tuesday and Thursday, and is there, is always there. When you were 2 or 3, you felt it. At 10 or 11, you felt it. Now you feel it. 10 years from now, you will feel it. That is beyond age of old and child and middle age. It is beyond time and I don't know, it's hard to... There is something beyond all of these changes, even time and days and months and years, that always been there. And is a witness, it is not actively there. Well, everything else actively changes. The cells in our body, the thinking, the situations, their families, the countries, all changes. The time changes from 6 o'clock to 6:30. There is an existence. That is the existence we should be aware of. Be conscious of. Because that existence is the pillar that the changes happens around it. That is the silence that I'm talking about, and practicing the presence and feeling yourself. This is the presence and existence is that it goes beyond birth and death. It's our true beingness. And how often do we visit that or recognize it? We recognize that today is Tuesday, tomorrow is going to be Wednesday. But we don't recognize this existence that never changed. Before birth was there, I was there. Before Abraham, I was, I am. What is this I am that surpasses the birth and death, the form and formless? And in the silence and with the techniques we have, we become more familiar with that part of eternity and eternal self than changing self. Changing self survive from birth to death. Unchanging self never changes. Therefore, when we are establishing this understanding, we will have much more equanimity and wholeness. Does everybody follow me? Or am I talking to myself?
Yes,
Pop. Well, in any case, I'm talking to myself anyway. And it was really deep and enjoyable. I really appreciate this moments together because it is much more profound than anything that creation can offer as far as the changes go. So namaste to all of you.